This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah. Daf HaShavua, Simen Samach Hei. We're in the Shita of the Rama. The Mechaber said that if you paused in middle of Shema, or the Berachos Kriya Shema, the amount of time it would take to complete the whole thing, you're Yotzei, even if it was an oinus. However, the Rama said, some say that it was, if it's an oinus, if it was extenuating circumstance, and you interrupted Kedei Ligmaras Kula, then you go back to the beginning. And that's the Minhag. Says the Rama, U'masharin inyan hashia lefi akarev lo lefi roiv b'nei Adam. When we determine, did you pause the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing? The determination is based on how long it takes you to finish Shema, and not most people. V'chein hu l'kaman v'simen kovdal. Likewise, when we're determining the k'dei lishos es kula, k'dei ligmar es kula, by Shemana Esrei. So we're up to Sivkat and Dalet. You go back to the beginning. Some say that if it was an anus and you were mafsik k'dei ligmar es kula, you go back to the beginning. Chayzer kol zeh l'inyan diyaved. This is all b'diyaved. Av l'chadchila, b'l'chadchila lo yafsik lishos k'dei ligmar kula. L'chadchila, you cannot interrupt to finish the whole thing. Afilu shalai machmas oynas. Meaning, the Rama is saying that you only have to go back if it was k'dei ligmaras kula, if it was ba'aynas. But l'chadchila, you should not interrupt k'dei lishos k'dei ligmaras, even shalai machmas oynas. Why shouldn't you interrupt? Because we're choshesh for the poskim that hold even shehiyah without oynas, you have to go back to the beginning. What about if you interrupted the amount of time, but it was not k'dei ligmaras kula? So later on, the Mishnah Berurah says that, according to everyone, you go back to the pasuk that you interrupted in. And there are those who say you only need to go back to the word that you're up to. To be lishois, l'chatchila, by Kriyas HaMegillah, the Prima Gadim says it's asr. Because the reason is you need to read it like an igeres, and in igeres, they only pause one neshima. What about a shliach tzibur that's singing in the middle of Chazar Sashatz? So now there's a pause. Okay, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Ein zem meshubach, but it's not a hefsek. Okay, weiter. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Even just silence. Even saying which only midrash could go on berachas krishma, the halal umegillah uchahay gavna. All of these things you should avoid being mafsik, even if it's not k'dei shalai tigmar kula. V'chol shekein de betfilah yeshuzar ma'od b'zeh. Certainly by tefillah you should be very careful. Ki yesh machmirin betfilah afilu b'diavad. There are those who are machmir by tefillah even b'diavad. Now, we already saw in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis yesterday that the din of the Mechaber holds if you're Shah K'dei Ligmaras Kula, you don't have to go back. That's only for Kriya Shema. But for Tefillah, you do have to go back. Yesterday we learned that the din of an Oynus that you have to go back for is Machmas Ha'ish She'inoi Ra'oi, or the Makam is not Ra'oi. But machmas listim, you don't have to go back. That's only for Kriya Shema. For tefillah, you do have to go back. Now we're learning there's another chumra of tefillah. Namely, even if you're not mafsek k'dei ligmaras kula. U'mashmi d'bei amagir mam t'chachil nochin ezar shalei yinagin ashtel tzibar harbe bebrichas Kriya Shema shiye behefsek echad k'dei ligmar kula. L'chatchila, the shtel tzibar should be careful not to sing very long in Berachos Kriya Shema, that the hefsek should be k'dei ligmar kula, she'az yitzdorchu hakohol lahafsek harbe b'shtik al yodei, because that's going to cause the kol to be mafsek greatly. Meaning, if you have this chazanish piece, and it's a 4-minute piece, and it takes you 3.5 minutes to say the first bracha of Krishma, then it's going to be a problem for the tzibur. And nearly the kol shekein shdiyishus are berachas kayanim. Mishnah Berurah says certainly you should be careful by berachas kayanim shu medayraisa shelo yarichu az hakol ba'amiras hatachnunim beis berachas hakayanim, that the kahal should not elongate the saying of tachnunim during the berachas kayanim. Shali deizes shoyskin hakayanim zman harbe ve'em sabracha. By doing so, the kayanim will be silent for a very long time. So yeah, that's actually something to think about. Because when people say the Ribbono Shel Olam, or they're saying the Yehi Ratzon, isn't that in a way longer than Kedei Ligmar Es Kula? Umachma said, Toiv Lasses Kamar Sharisa Kosev Shem Agra. Therefore, it's good to do what I saw brought in the name of the Gra. V'chin Mashma B'sim Kuv Chav Chesef Mem Heba Agar. Sheyemru Gam B'Pam Shlishis HaRibbono Shel Olam. That you should do that which is brought in the name of the Gra, that the third time you should say the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not the long Yehi Ratzon. That's what I do. I don't say the long Yehi Ratzon. I say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Many times the Kohanim are not singing at all. They're standing there and waiting. It sounds like if they're singing, maybe that's part of the Amiras HaTeva. But if they're just singing, if they're silent, and they're waiting until the call finishes their amira, and because of this, often, there's enough time to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, it's mutter to delay, to answer Kaddish or to answer Kedusha, let's say during Birchas Kriyashma, it's okay, even if it's Kedei Ligmar Es Kula. Umashna b'sefer Shulchan Shleimai, it's mashna the Shulchan Shleimai. The davkim hu oimed b'sef brechas emes v'yatzev. It's only if you're standing at the end of emes v'yatzev, dahainu eitzel shira chadasha. That is, by shira chadasha. This is very interesting. That we're learning now to say Kaddish or Kedusha, you're allowed to delay in Brachas Krishma, even to finish the whole Bracha. But that's Mashma. It's mashin the Shulchan Shleimai. That's only if you're standing at the end of the bracha, only if you're holding at the end of the bracha of Emes V'yatzev. So if you're up to Shira Chadasha, you're at a stopping point. Then you could wait Kedei Ligmar Es Kula. But if you're not yet up to Shira Chadasha, it's better to sort of stagger your delays. So in other words, it's better to maybe answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh at one place, and then say a few more words and say Baruch Kvar Hashem Mekaymai. Because we only allow you to be Shak de Ligmar's Kula at a legitimate stopping point. Okay. Now, we learned that, according to the Rama, if you're Shak de Ligmar's Kula, you have to go back to the beginning. What does that mean? Hainu im hifsik b'kriya shema. If you interrupt it in kriya shema, afilu im ha-hefsik ha-yarak de Ligmar ha-kriya shema. Even if the hefsik was only to complete the kriya shema, Choyzel Roish Krishna, you go to the beginning of Krishna. Meaning, if you're holding in Krishna, then even if the delay was just to you delay the amount of time it takes to complete the Krishna, let's say it takes you 4 minutes to complete the Krishna, and you delay the middle of a Hayam Shemaya 4 minutes, you have to go back to the beginning of Krishna. By Birchas Kriya Shema, lo yachse l'reish ha-bracha. Don't go to the beginning of the bracha, shepasek b'soicha. Elo im kein shah kedei ligmar mitchila Birchas Yotzer'ar ad gal Yisrael. Unless you delayed the amount of time it takes to finish from the beginning of Yotzer'ar until gal Yisrael. So if you delayed in the Birchas Kriya Shema, then you have to wait. Then it's only a hefsik if you delay the amount of time it takes to complete from the beginning of Yotzer'ar until Gal Yisrael. Now I wonder, is that including Shema? The Dirshu points out that later on, in Siman Ayin Ches and in Siman Sadi, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're Shah Bebrechas Krishma Kishir Sheesh Bakide Ligmaras Kula, where there he says, you don't go back to the beginning. That's talking about where you were only Shah Kidei Ligmar that bracha. But if you're Shah Kidei Ligmar the whole Birchas Krishma, you have to go back to the beginning. V'ayim b'ber halach d'b'yarnadim, hisik Birchas Krishma bein bracha la bracha. If you delayed in Birchas Krishma between the bracha, it's b'chol gavnei in tzarech lachsel v'arach b'diyavid, you don't have to go back and make another bracha b'diyavid. Avo b'kriya shemayim hisik bein parashat l'parasha machmas oinas, v'shak b'kidei Ligmar kol ha-parashiyos choyzer l'roish. V'hachi nohog, that's the minog to follow the Rama. V'chein pasku achroinim, that's how the achroinim paskim, that if you pause the amount of time it takes to finish the whole Birchas Krishma, you have to go back to the beginning. The same thing would be B'tfilah by Shemana Esrei. If you pause the amount of time it takes to complete the whole Shemana Esrei, V'halel, if you pause the amount of time it takes to complete the whole Halel, it's interesting because later on the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you don't have to go back because Halel is Midrabanan. U'megillah, u'berchas kayhanim, k'may shvayarna b'ver halacha ayin sham. And it goes based on the particular reader, bein lahaka, bein lahachmer, whether to be lenient or to be machmer.
Does this include being quiet for kavana, person trying to think of the words and sitting there and working on it, and it's not hesach hadas, he's still holding there, or is it just a din and shtika? If you're not saying the words, then you lose what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to mention anything about hesach hadas or about having anything in mind. So
no.
Even if you're,
I would think that kavana would not be considered a hefsek because there's a svara. Would not. There's a svara, first of all, that even when the Kohanim are singing, that's not considered a hefsek. The Bir Halacha later on in Siman Kuf Chav Ches says it could be that Kisha Kohanim Menagnim Efshar Gamzehu B'chal Amiras Hateva. So the Chayr is certainly by Kavana. We also had, like, you're supposed to be Mechavein by the word Echad, certain Kavanos, but you could be Mechavein it after you finish the word. So why is that? Because the kavana sort of, it's still part of saying it. That's what I would conjecture. I don't have a clear raya to that, but that's what I would think.
Well, maybe to a limited degree. I mean, if you're sitting there and
Lamaisa, what's the guy? How is it possible the guy's mechavin on the meaning of the words for the amount of time it takes to say the whole Kriya Shema? You mean he has like the Siddur Rashash?
He's thinking
right. I would think it's not a hefsek. Yeah? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Second.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.